were wondering if everyone was going to strike for it.
Agreed.
That was our
That's what we
assumed. Yeah. Okay. And it's just as soon as you started.
Okay. We're discussing the fly in the water. Okay. Yeah. Fly in the water. The to take it out with a little bit of the chazan ish understood. It's not the reason why it's mutter is because that the fly is only mixed with it's not mixed with the liquid all around it. Only with the liquid that's stuck in its body and in between the wings and its body. Yeah. Okay. So again. To take out the fly doesn't constitute any problem of boy with regard to the rest of the liquid. Okay? So it's not mixed with it. The only potential problem is if you manage to take out the fly away from the water that was stuck onto it, yeah, then you'd be into boy. But then you're taking the fly away from that water, which was a power over with all the power. Okay? So if you take a little bit of water with or the liquid with this fly, so you all that water, all that was stuck with it, you're removing, yeah. So you never touch you never did any act of work, yeah. That whole mixture you took out, yeah. And the fly was not mixed with the rest of the water, so you didn't do any boyer with regards to the rest of the water. Okay, that's how that Chazon Ish understood. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, at least from other places, seems to understand differently. The Mishnah Berurah understood that boyer is only an issue when you, at least there's different ways to explain it, but boyer is only an issue when you are basketing the toilet away from the oil. The moment you have a little bit of oil with that soil, then you're not into boil. The fact that you're taking the Mishra and so then the whole thing's a mixture. The fly is mixed with the whole liquid. Yeah? But the fact that you're taking the fly with a little bit of liquid, meaning you're taking soil with a bit of oil, that's mutter. Okay?
What is it called? What
do you mean? Is that fire? It's called taking tarovis from tarovis. You're taking tarovis. The boyer is taking psoilus from oil. Being maskin and being meduya. Yeah? I'm not separating. Because I've got some oil with a bit of psoilus. That's not called separating.
What is it? It's considered taking
oil
from
oil? No, from oil.
That's what the separation mark is.
Okay, but even real to you to be the other way around. Meaning, let's say you have a bone. We're going to get there. Let's say you've got a fish bone, right? So if you take out the fish bone by itself, that's a problem. So it's away from oil. But if there's a little bit of oil on the bone, that would be mutter. It doesn't have to, the oyster doesn't have to be surrounding the whole boat. As long as there's a little bit of oyster on that boat. Yeah? Do you hear me? So it's not, the water, it's left up to oyster from oyster.
It's left up from oyster.
Yeah.
It's again, it's a river.
Yeah, exactly. You're not taking, again, where it is taking soilus away from oyster. Yeah, this is, I didn't take soilus, I took soilus and oyster away from oyster. Why?
You're taking the whole
Tarubah story. Yeah, but no, okay, it's not really that much. Tarubah is saying that, yeah, it's not mixed with the rest of it. Here, this is it is mixed with everything. The whole thing's all one mixture. But, the Issar Boyer is taking Soilus away from Oyster. That's Boyer. Here, I didn't take Soilus away from Oyster. I took Soilus and Oyster away from
Oyster.
Okay, you're right. So I took.
It's like a Hazan Ish, you're widening the scope.
No,
you're
taking
Taros
from
Altar.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You hear what he's saying? Yeah? Yeah. Hazan Ish understood that the rest of the staff is not mixed with the cloud. So you've got oil there, and then a little bit is a Taros. And I took that whole Taros out. Yeah, according to this, no. The whole thing is a Taros. Yeah? And I'm just saying, yeah. Okay, fine.
Right,
again, without
it's an interesting week.
Yeah, but as long as you're Yeah, as long as you're not necessarily taking 100 at a time.
No,
exactly. There's nothing wrong. The Chassid says clearly, you can always split the tarovet. That's not a problem, right? So sometimes we'll speak out now. Even according to Chazanish, let's just go with the case of the fish with bone side. Let's say there's only one bone in the fish, and it's on this side, So now he would tell you that, you know what? If you're taking the bone with a little bit of oyster, that's not okay. Because that's clearly, I'm doing the sack in the whole thing's viewed as one mixture. Again, Chazanish, as I spoke about before, there seems to be there's a chiluk between solid with a liquid and two solids together. A solid with a liquid, I mean, in the case of the fly with a soup, that you view the fly as basically its own entity, except for the bit of liquid that's mummish around it and caught in it. Okay? But if you have solids together, then it's all one mixture. So the fish with the bones is all one mixture. Okay? So then, if you take out the bone with a little bit of fish, how's going to say no? That's usher. You've been mistaken that that's the whole fish. Right? But if you cut the fish in further in, and you're taking out the bone, but with a substantial amount of fish, that's basically splitting a tarot. That's potato. Yeah? Okay? It's not actually mistaken, even though the other bone will be mistaken, but that has just split the thing, because I've got a sizable amount of fish also on this side. Yeah?
It's very interesting what it means, because the thing I just said, five points, and that's 2 points, take away, that's one apple.
But again, depends how you do it. If you're having kavana to take these five and four, because I want to leave that apple, that's a bayah. Right? So then I've been masking that to leave, and I'm keeping this one over. So it depends how you do it. If you just say, I don't really care what I take now. I don't care. That would be 100%. It makes no difference to me, apples or oranges. Yeah? Okay.
Why is it in that matter? I mean, why is it a problem
if
you can
leave
the apple?
But then, I mean, if I want an apple, that means what I've really done is I've taken. It depends how you do it, actually. So maybe that's what you meant. Sorry. You're taking one at a time, or you're taking. You take a bunch. Okay. And you're left with an apple. That should be what. Right. You're saying, if I want the apple, but I take all of them together, I take everything else together, so I'm taking tarovis away from oil, as it were, and that's exactly the same as taking the bit of water away with a fly away from the water. So if we look at
Not changing.
No. Now that might be viewed as soy. At one point in time, that was considered soy. Now they say maybe that's due to slavery.
Right, the brown part of the apple is now considered.
I would like to see you today. Your meat, Katsu Kalila. You will eat it, you will pay.
But that's not the issue.
No, 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 okay. We Baruch Hashem, we have more
affluent. It's a nice word, but it's
no, no, no. Baruch Hashem, we have more affluent, and now it's eatable. Period. Yeah, okay, people don't eat it like that.
Don't
eat it.
No,
you're right. No. So it is right in a sense. We're going to get there. If something's edible, it's only b'shas
dechak. Yeah. My son not eating tomatoes if they smell cucumbers. No, it's eatable or not eatable.
Okay. Okay. But if something's not normally, people don't normally eat the thing. They only eat the b'shas dechak. So that. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out is a tarot with midrabbanan. Yeah? That's what I think we
want to talk about. Somebody says,
not even a lot. Yeah. Okay. So depends how bad it is. That's what we're saying over here. Okay. If the Messias is true, yeah, which I can hear, yeah, then you're saying maybe.
That's the way it holds true.
Okay.
That's all. So if like that, throw away the whole soup.
So why is this allowed? Because there's soup on the fly, and somebody else says, "I'm not eating that soup. Are you going to eat that soup?"
Okay, so you want to say what? That soup that's over there maybe is type of soup.
And why is it corrupt? Everything around it is also soup.
No,
all the soup around it is also soup. Because no one wants it anymore now. It's been so close.
Why is it a problem?
The soup part that's mixed together closer to the supply is also soup.
Okay, let's say this.
So there's no tarabas.
What? No tarabas between one and what?
You're asking that you shouldn't be able to take it out now?
Correct.
What are you asking?
Correct.
Why? Because that kind of soup around it is mixed with the soup mixer.
Wait.
What's the issue? Again.
You're just taking a little bit of soup with it.
Regardless how you interested.
If I look at the air, you look at the air, you'll see what funny thing.
Yeah, your hair, look.
Okay, let's go. Fine. So just to summarize again, we're saying, according to the Mishnah, it comes out in, there's a very general heter, which is that if you have a taroidet, as long as you're taking the some oil with the soy, that's okay. According to the Kaddish, no such thing. No heter like that. Okay? That's what comes out. Right? So the Nachmanides. Yeah, but he understood that's because the fly is not mixed with the whole liquid. But if you have a case where the psoilus is considered mixed with the whole thing, then it would be a problem. Yeah? And again,
okay, if I have a lot of flies, even if then you should.
That could be, right.
Okay,
right, very good. Well said. Yeah. Okay. But we said, we mentioned before, I think, before you came, that it seems to be the Kaddish only said this idea that the fly is not mixed with the soup, because the fly is a solid and the soup is a liquid. But if you were to have a similar scenario, that was two solids, that whole thing would be one mixture, and then you wouldn't have the head. Okay? That's according to the Kaddish. But again, according to the Mishnah, where you would. So big enough minute, they say, like we mentioned before, by both in fish or in chicken. Yeah, people don't want to eat the bones of the fish, the fish or the chicken, so you want to remove them. So, you can't do that. Yeah, okay, we're going to probably discuss bones a bit more later, next week. But, you can't do that. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a relatively simple eater, which is, you can take the bone with a bit of the flesh, and that will be okay, you don't have to eat the flesh. Yeah, because that, again, you're taking soil away. Sorry. You're not taking psoilus by itself away from the oil, so you're taking psoilus with oil away from the oil. Yeah? For the Tazanish, that would be up. Fine. According to everyone, though, it should be mutter, if you take out this bone and you eat it now, either you suck the bone, let's say, or if there is a bit of flesh on it, you eat that flesh, that will be okay. That's now an act, a deres hachila. You're doing an act of eating. Even though your whole kavana is to sort of clean up the fish, yeah, to remove all the soil, but the maisa, I am doing an act of hachila now, and therefore would be mutter.
Even though that's not like you would normally eat it that way, but that's
But the maisa, I'm doing an act of eating now. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Ofer Shabbos says that when you buy a salad, they often come with a little sticker on the bottom, sticker or whatever, right? Yeah. So he said, I don't know if you check it and see if it's true. So they normally suck on quite well, in which case it is a taroidet. Okay, so you can't remove it.
It's not stuck on well. If you flick it off, then it's not.
Yeah, it could be it's not a taroidet. I think by an apple he says, if I remember correctly, he says, but if it has been, the little stickers on an apple, he says you can remove. You want to be masked with it, there's what to be masked with about. But the chala one, that he assumes is a taroidet. So there, according to the, you definitely can't remove the actual sticker there.
You could, but two problems. You pull it, and it pulls
it wrong. Right, very good. Okay, so if according to the Mishnah Berurah, there will be a mutter because you take away a little bit of chala. Yeah, okay, you can do it afterwards. It's not a bite. You can make that mutter with it on. It's not a serious thing. Yeah, just make sure you don't touch it. Yeah. Okay.
If you put it off, it
might be a problem of your left omission, it's not shalim anymore.
So
you don't have to. You don't have to take it off before you make hamoisi. You can make hamoisi. Just cut the different ends. Yeah. Don't cut where the chala where that is. You eat your hamoisi, and then later on you can remove it. Yeah, very simple, right? Yeah. There's no fear to take it off beforehand. Yeah,
but there's another problem, maybe. I don't know what you're going to tell us. Let's assume that I have a challah, okay?
Yeah.
And inside challah, the big kamel. Yeah.
Can I make a
this is my
problem. You're asking from which halal? From
I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know any halal. I come to you and say, you see this? This time I just on it. Can I make kamot or not? If you said yes,
Everything will have its ticker. If not, you have problems.
Thank you very much.
good as it is. I assume they had a break.
Not
me, but.